Sir Charles, I think it would be valuable, since not everybody's heard the previous programs that we did together, for you to summarize, if you would please, the evidence that you found so far that leads you to the conclusion nearly, just irrefutably, that there was life on Mars and is. Could you summarize it for us?
Well, certainly. Starting out with the Sol 14 images from Opportunity, I saw what was clearly what appeared to be sea urchin fossils. Since then, I've located trilobites, seashells, many different types of marine organisms, squid, and recently we have found a perfect sea urchin. There's just absolutely no way of refuting that sea urchin, and it's at the very top of my webpage. We also found evidence of recent water activity, wash areas, geysers, and many features that you only find due to the action of water. And altogether, it shows that there was life on Mars, there are many fossils, and there's presently liquid water on Mars, and that leads you to the conclusion that there must be some surviving organisms, very likely.
All right, I'm looking now at your website. Let's stick with the sea urchin for a moment. I can't say that's irrefutable to me, looking at it. You've got a green circle around it, right?
Yes, it's a little magnified, and I believe it became somewhat blurry in the magnification. There's a much better image of it just below and on a page showing a whole gallery of urchins in comparison to terrestrial urchins.
Okay. On the other hand, the sand dollars, boy, these are sand dollars. I don't know what else they could be. And that's what convinced me when we did the last program and I looked at the sand dollars. They really do look just about irrefutable to me. Continue, please.
Okay, well, and of course, there are many different organisms that other people will recognize because they're a little more familiar with them, or those images appeal to them more, or they're more easily spotted by them.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we have many, many different fossils. The seashells are very clear. We have excellent image of coral from Sol 15. So altogether, it states that Mars was an ocean-covered planet, and there are many, many fossils all over the place, and we found similar structures in both Gusev Crater, which appears to be in the lower layer very similar to what's in Meridiani, which is where Opportunity is. And so overall, the planet must have had oceans all over the place, and when they dried up, lost because of the thin atmosphere and low gravity, they left the salts and the fossils behind. But there's still quite a bit of water in the soil.
Yes. I've seen pictures of from Richard, for example, of very dark areas that look like it's been fairly recent runoff of water. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. And in fact, I have a couple of very good pictures, the third link down under the new material on my page, and it shows the runoff channel where water has cut down next to a rock, and I've got a stereo image and a color image of that. And then below it shows where they have pressed the instrumentation up against the soil in two different areas. One from Sol 123 shows what is clearly wet mud, and the ring pressed into it is shiny. The sunlight is coming directly at you and reflecting off of it. The mud has bulged where it's stuck together and been pressed by the instrumentation. I believe it was the X-ray spectrometer. Directly below it is a picture of the same effect in dry sand, and it is completely and radically different, and you can see with your own eyes the difference between wet and dry soil on Mars in those two images.